Back with us now on the Sunrise Morning Show is Father Frank Donio from the Catholic Apostolate Center. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Anna.
Well, we are continuing our series on the works of mercy today, and we'll be focusing today on what Matt Swaim likes to describe as everyone's favorite work of mercy, admonishing the sinner. But it should not be so, should it, Father?
No. It's not a hobby. Just that people kind of take this up as their kind of their role in life. I would admonish you because I'm somehow further along than you. That I'm not a sinner myself. Every one of us is a sinner, and I think we need to start with that. So admonishing on the center's website, admonishing the sinner should never be easy. We do not do it out of spite or pride, but as a merciful act of love to bring someone closer to the heart of the Father.
All right. So, I guess the question is then, how do you do it in such a way that this is actually an act of mercy and not an act of pride?
Well, first, there needs to be some soul searching on the part of the person who's about to do it. We need to, that old saying about if you point a finger, there are three fingers pointing back at you, or Jesus talking about how before we take the speck out of our brother's eye, we should take the plank out of our own. So it's important to look at ourselves first. How am I living my life before I go pointing out the sins of another? And when we go about that, is it being done? The second part of this is it being done out of love? As St. Thomas Aquinas would say, willing the good of the other. Is this for the good of the other? Or is this a way in which I can have some kind of power over the other, that I can put the other down, whatever it might be, and that I'll feel good about myself afterward? We shouldn't feel good about ourselves after we do this type of act. It should be instead out of a desire for the good of this other person. And therefore it becomes merciful because this person may be moving in a direction or has moved in a direction that is destructive in a variety of ways, including possibly destructive eternally. And so we want to be sure what we're going about doing. And some people I find will go and do these types of things and they're not righteous, they're self-righteous. Mm-hmm. And there is a difference. There's a qualitative difference between righteousness, a righteous act that is true and good, and self-righteousness that's really about our own pride and our own being inflated.
And another thing that I'd love for you to reflect on a little bit as we look at this as an act of mercy, and someone may have the best of intentions in wanting to admonish someone, really, really does have concern for that person's soul. But in considering our motivations and things like that, we also need to consider, am I the best person to be doing this admonishing? Is the person going to react to me in a way that they will actually be drawn closer to the heart of the Father, as it says there, or are they going to harden their hearts because it's coming from the wrong person?
Yes, and in fact, it's interesting that you put it in that way because I just taught this to my students at Catholic University about how you go about raising issues. And one of the ways is who's the right person to do that? And you may not be the right person. You may be too close to the situation.
Parents,
there may be that,
listen up.
There may right? be that third party who knows of the situation but can step in and do this in a way that is not going to just make the situation worse. Mm-hmm. Because the messenger is not the right messenger. It doesn't say that we shouldn't do it. It's who does it and who would be the best heard when this is raised. This is also very true, you know, when people do intervention, for example, when people are addicted. Who are the best people to be able to raise, to get through to the person what it is that they're doing in their self-destructive behavior? Sin is similar. It's self-destructive behavior. We've chosen to do it, to go in our own direction. And so when it is moving in a direction that is just leading to a very destructive situation for the person spiritually, then who's the best person to raise that? Maybe it's our priest. Maybe it's somebody in the family who is known for their spiritual life, and that person is going, or the person respects, and they're going to be more open to that other person.
And I said, parents, listen up, because I think that this is such a temptation when you are a parent who has a child who has fallen away or fallen into sin or addiction, as you were just mentioning. Sometimes it's best to be the Saint Monica who prays that a Saint Ambrose comes into her son's life.
Absolutely. And the point is the prayer. Consider Saint Monica's perseverance in prayer. The tremendous perseverance that Saint Monica had in prayer. And that's the piece that I think when we talk about this, that sometimes gets lost, is that it should always start with prayer.
And humility.
And humility, yes. So that we are humble before God and before the other person. We're not doing this because of ourselves. We're doing it out of love, out of charity for the other person as a merciful act.
Just one last question before we let you go, Father. Can you just speak to how to, or whether to, admonish the sinner on, like, Twitter or Facebook, other social media?
I avoid it. I'm on those different platforms. I have been for many years. And I think that it's not the place to do that. I don't think it evangelizes, because others are watching. I think that we can do that privately. And there have been many times where I have direct messaged someone. Mm. Say, could we talk about this? And so I think that's where it could move into pride if we're not careful when we get into these big battles in this way. We think it's going to evangelize, but sometimes it can be a very de-evangelizing act.
Public admonishing can backfire very quickly.
Yes.
That is for sure. We've been talking to Father Frank Donio, and we've got the Catholic Apostolate Center linked at sunrisemorningshow.com. Father Frank, thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless.
You too, Father. Thank you.